That's what it's all about, saints. It's about praising the Lord, because he's the reason why we're all here. Amen? We serve a great and mighty God. You know, it's really, you know, like, it's really encouraging when someone says something encouraging about you. You know, that's always a great thing. Can everyone agree with that? Amen. That's right. Especially athletes, you know. Oh, praise God. But today, what I want to share with you is, first of all, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you, Father, with thanksgiving and praise. Truly thankful, Father, for this opportunity that's been afforded me to share your word with your people. And Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father, for the teacher of the church, the Holy Spirit. Father, I know that I will be very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because you have led me to prepare myself by utilizing the gift that you have given me and that I have received on a continuous basis on being refilled by faith. And Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father, that you've already anointed the ears of your people to hear your word. Yes, this I pray in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, Father. Amen. Amen. Well, saints, my message is based upon prayer. How to develop a true prayer life. How to develop a true prayer life. You know, it touches my heart. And I get a little emotional about the things of God, because God's word works, because I know, because of myself putting the word of God into practice. But in order to, to develop a prayer life, we have to understand the importance of what God means to us and what he really expects out of us. You know, he expects for us to develop that relationship with him. And that is an ongoing process. That means that you need to take time in reading your word, studying that word. That's the only way that you're going to be able to develop that relationship that he wants. He wants to develop an intimate relationship with you. In order for you to be able to develop that, you have to spend time with him. Trust me, saints, I mean, you have to spend time with him. And that's on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Amen? Because we serve a great and mighty God. And he wants us to be, like Ephesians 5:1 says, he wants us to be imitators of him. Imitators of him in every area of our lives. Every situation, every circumstance that we will encounter in life, he wants to be represented. Because remember this, saint, what does Genesis 1:26 says? You know, like, let's turn there. Okay? Because I think that everyone needs to really understand the importance of this. When you get there, just say amen or praise the Lord. All right. So I read, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. Boy, not only are we made in his image, but his likeness. But you know, only way you're going to really come into that true likeness of him and be able to really amplify his image, you're going to have to spend time with him. Amen? You're going to have to spend time with him, because that's the only way that you're going to learn the character and nature of God. Amen? And also, I like, at this point in time, I'd like to for you all to turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And we're going to read verses 4 and 5. John chapter 15, verse 4 and 5. Fourth verse. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Fifth verse. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For with me you could do nothing. Saints, I've come to the point in time in my life that I realize that I can't do anything without God. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. He wants us to abide in him. And that abide, he wants us to take up residence in him, dwell in him. This is what he wants. But also remember this, that we do have an adversary that we war against. Amen. And how to develop a true prayer life. One thing is that God wants us to take advantage of every gift that he has in his word for us to benefit from. And I'll say this, saints, there's many of us has not taken advantage of those gifts. And what you want to do is you want to do a self-check and find out, why am I not taking advantage of these? Maybe it's because you're not spending any time in the Word. Maybe you're like your schedule is not organized like it should be, where you can fit in the Bible study. You know, it's just unfortunate. You know, just reading through some of the gems, and Rick Renner was just making a note of, that's why we have such weak prayer lives, because people don't go to prayer meetings. They don't go to Bible studies to learn the Word. And what we need to do is we really need to organize ourselves, and I'll let you know. Well, I'm going to move right into this. Let's go to Acts chapter 1. I'm just sharing with you some illustrations in reference of how important the power of the Holy Spirit is. And that's chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 4 through 8. And this is Jesus speaking to his disciples before he descended into heaven. But he commanded them not to do something before they received this gift. Let you know the importance of this. This is very important. Fourth verse. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the time or season for which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You know, it's kind of obvious that God felt it was very important that they have a helper with them before they went out and ministered the word. Yeah. Amen? Tell me, how many of you, since you've accepted Christ, you received the Holy Spirit? But yet, how many of you are active in your gift? You're keeping it in the practice on a continuous basis. I'll say a daily basis. You know, I share with athletes and also believers, athletes that some that have already accepted Christ, some that has not. But I'm always sharing with believers as well about how often are you praying in the Holy Ghost. And if some are not praying at all, I says, you know what, you can organize yourself where you can start, where you're praying for 5 minutes. Some of you might say, well, 5 minutes, that's not much. Oh, yes, that is. It is very, very important. And I'm going to continue to share some scriptures with you in reference to that. Let's turn to John chapter 14 and verse 15 through 17. That's John chapter 14. John chapter 14, which is some really good stuff. The 15th verse. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither see him nor know him. But you know him, for he dwells within you, and he will be in you. Amen? Amen? Amen. Now, once you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you're going to receive some power. You're going to receive some power when you initially accept it. But I believe that you have to continue to pray in the Spirit to maintain that power. Because I believe very strongly, well, we'll go on and I want you to turn to John 16, just a few pages over. John chapter 16 and verse 7, I want to read. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And I want to drop down to the 13th verse. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatsoever he heareth, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Amen. I'll tell you, saints, that's outstanding. How many here need to know what's coming in their spiritual life? How many here? I do. I need it. But are you doing what the Lord has called you to do? Are you doing that? And I would say, why not? What we need to do is get our lives in order. Remember, we serve a God of order. We do serve a God of order. Don't ever forget that. And he expects for us to do the same. Okay? Have order in our lives. Because we have the image of God and we have his likeness. And that's brought out more as we become doers of his word. Do what the word says. Amen? Amen. Now, I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I really like 1 Corinthians chapter 14, especially these verses here. And verse 2, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Fourth verse. He who speaks in tongues edify himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Amen? Amen. Amen. Right. Now, how many of you really want a prayer language right directly to God? Yeah. I do. Because when I do that, what happens to me or us? We build ourselves up in our most holy faith. And know what, saints? It takes faith to pray in the Holy Ghost. Yes, it takes faith to pray in the Holy Ghost. Because sometimes we have to really eliminate some of that worldly thinking. You know, that we got to understand everything we do. Not so. Because the scripture says very plainly, lean not to your own understanding. Because if you do, it will lead you and guide you in the wrong direction. Yeah. And you miss God. Especially pertaining to the things of God. All right? Amen? Amen. And also, I want you to turn to Jude. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one verse, and that is the 20th verse. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Building yourself up. Amen? Now, all these things that I'm sharing with you, I think that it's imperative that you do these things in order to have an outstanding prayer life. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Now, my first point is, what is prayer? What is prayer? To commune with God? To become one? With God, it means union with him. Unity. And you know what, saints? That's what he wants from you. Because he loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son to redeem mankind back into right standing with him before the fall. Saints, he loved you. He loved you. And I say this again. Some of you might be influenced by the enemy, but you got to utilize the word to defeat the enemy. Because Jesus shares some great examples. And also, he wants that oneness of purpose. He wants that. He wants that oneness. Amen? Yeah. Now, number two, prayer involvement of oneself, of one's whole self with God. And saints, that's not a hard thing to do. It's just surrendering in to him. That's all we have to do, is surrender to him. Bottom line, we serve a great and mighty God. Amen. My third point, prayer is also man giving God freedom. For what reason? So God can intervene here on earth. You know what, saints? Why is that? Because when you go back to what I read earlier in Genesis 1:26, he says that he's given man, he gave Adam dominion over everything. But also, Psalms 115 and verse 16. Let's turn there. Amen? Let's turn there and see what the Lord says. And remember, keep this in mind, we serve a great and mighty God, a God of purpose, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Not even a shadow of changing. Amen? Psalms 115 and verse 16. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Now, it's imperative that you learn your rights and authority as a child of God. It's very important. It's very important. And you know, I have a quote from Dr. Miles Monroe. He says, saying prayer is a earthly license for heavenly intervention. I tell you, saints, we serve a great and mighty God. But you know what? The ball is in your court. Now, what you going to do with it? What you going to do? You just going to bounce it up and down and that's it? Stay in one place? But remember, saints, we serve a great and mighty God who loves every one of us. Amen? Amen. My fourth point is, prayer is also calling forth what God has already purposed in his word. Amen? Now, I want you to turn to Acts chapter 4 and verse 29. Just the word being put into practice, believers just taking advantage of what God has already established in his word. Amen? And I think these examples are great for us. Acts chapter 4 and verse 29 through 31. Now the Lord looked on their threats and granted to your servant that with all boldness that they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Notice what he said. He says here, now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servant that with all boldness they may speak the word with boldness. He's asking God. That's a great example for us. To enable you to speak the word with boldness. For what reason? so God can plead your case here on earth like it is in heaven. Amen? Amen. Now, one of my some of my favorite scripture is that, you know, in Isaiah 43 and 26, some of you that attend Bible study, you know, word power, you're familiar with these. But let's turn to Isaiah 43 and verse 26. And also I'm going to have you turn to Isaiah 55 and 11. Remember, we serve a great and mighty God, and he set up a plan for us to live by. And we want to live by that word. By doing so, we have to learn how to put him in remembrance to what his word says. Amen? Everyone there say amen or praise the Lord. Okay, all right, 26th verse. It says, put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. That acquitted? Justified. Yep. How can you put him in remembrance and you don't even know the word? I'm hoping that's not the case, but, you know, like, you want to be able to put him in remembrance according to his word, what your covenant right is as a child of God. So he can intervene here. Because he's not just going to intervene because he's a God of principle. He's not changing. He's put this in the motion. It's going to be there. Amen? Until another dispensation. But now let's turn to Isaiah 55 and 11. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the things which I send it. That's powerful. So you know that the word of God will not return to you void? You know that? But when the answer doesn't come immediately, what do? Do you change your confession?
No.
Or do you... the prayer of thanksgiving. What if the enemy comes in and said, I thought you prayed for this and you don't have it. What are you going to say? Well, I'm going to tell him that I'm not walking by my senses. I'm walking by what the word of God says. Amen? You know, you want to speak to him and let him know, because Jesus did that very well in Matthew 4 and Luke 4. Those examples were set for us. With the word, because God is going to intervene. And also, I want you to turn to 1 John. Once you gain all this knowledge and this confidence, now I want you to turn to 1 John chapter 5. We got verse 14. And 15. Now, this is what happens when you have confidence. Now, this, the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. Amen? Amen. We know it. We know it why? Because of his word says that. And because we are children of God, amen? We are children of God. Praise God, hallelujah. And also, I wanted to make sure my sixth point is, I want to make sure that everyone knows that you have to praise to God in the name of Jesus. You have to pray to God in the name of Jesus. Why is that? Why is that? You know what, saints? Remember what Adam did in the garden? He disobeyed God. By doing so, let me back up. God's original plan was Adam was supposed to be the God of this world. But he gave it up. To who? Satan. Now, the second Adam took his place. By us accepting him, what Jesus did on that cross, now any time we ask the Father anything, that's why we have to use the name of Jesus, because he is the second Adam. He's the second Adam, and that took place because of him defeating Satan on his own ground. And he took back all that authority. And everything has to be done in the name of Jesus. Amen? In the name of Jesus. The name that is above all names. Hallelujah. Amen? Saints, I'm encouraging you today to take advantage of all the gifts that God has in store for you. And I'll guarantee you that God's word will never fail in any situation or circumstance that you encounter in life. Amen? Amen? But you're going to have to perseverance through situations. Once you've prayed, you got to perseverance right through it. You can't quit. Your perseverance right through it. Because sometimes the enemy will throw obstacles in your path to slow things up. Because as soon as you pray, the answer's been already given to you in the spirit realm. Amen? And saints, I thank and praise God for every one of you. And I hope you've got something out of this today. Amen? Yes. Because that's what the Spirit of God led me to share with you, the importance of taking advantage of the relationship that is provided in His Word that we take advantage of, and we prepare ourselves. We prepare ourselves on a daily basis in developing that unity with Him, with that oneness, that singleness of heart. So we can just plead our case with Him. Because, and also the Holy Spirit, He will lead and guide you into every area of your life if you would just give Him an opportunity to do that. He's not going to force Himself up on you. And I'll tell you, your prayer life will escalate. I mean, it would be off the chart. And God will receive all the glory and honor. Amen? Amen? So now, with that being said, that's the end of my message. But I'd like to know if anyone here needs salvation. Anyone here needs salvation? Anyone here needs salvation? So everybody here is born again. Amen? 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 Everybody that's born again, everybody should raise their hand. Everybody here born again, raise your hand. I should see all the hands raised. Okay, well, everybody that didn't raise their, that's not raising their hand now, needs salvation. You know, now look, now, I'm not Pastor Bill. The Spirit of God leads me to share things a little differently. I might challenge you like I just did. That's how the Spirit of God deals with me. Okay? Might call you out on the carpet. So what are you going to do if you die and, you know, God approach you and ask you, why should you he let you in the kingdom of heaven, what you going to say? You probably can't say what the word says, because the word says that when you do that, your name is written down in the Lamb Book of Life. You know, so I'm not going to stand before God and, you know, he tell me, why didn't I give the invitation for salvation? Amen? Amen. So we serve a great and mighty God. So also, I'm going to give you opportunity. Anybody need any prayer for anything? Just, I encourage you to come on down. Because I'm going to pray the word for you. And one thing is, I always, the word says, when you stand praying, everybody know what you're supposed to do. Forgive. Make sure you don't have any unforgiveness in your heart. Just make sure you don't have that. You know, because God, you know, he's a God of love. And he wants you to get rid of that that baggage, because you know what? It'll kill you. It will kill you. Yes. That's why he loves you so much. Saints. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, that's, nobody needs any prayer, but you know what? I'm not trying to, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to have Pastor Bill come up here and lay hands on me, because you know what? I do that because I need prayer. I need prayer, everyone, and I need people that, I need someone that knows the word to pray for me, that knows how to pray the word. Because that's what it's all about. Now, if this convicts your heart, because I'm not trying to embarrass anyone. I'm not trying to do that. Because I don't have any gain by doing that. Because I have challenges every day. And I need to be very sensitive to the Spirit of God on how I deal and interact with people every day. Because I'm around many people, just like Pastor Bill, day in and day out. It's just like in the book of Acts, the fourth chapter, starting at the 29th through 31, where they asked the Lord, hey, give your servant the ability to preach the word of God, or speak the word of God with boldness. I need that. I need that. So praise God, hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord, hallelujah. Say that. Okay. Have you been filled with?